But three important elections today in three different federal states, and the outcome is likely to be a huge success. We expect to come in as third biggest party or even second biggest party in one of those states. So I think for a party which has just been founded 3 years ago, this will be a huge success.
Why do you think that is? What's made the difference for you?
I think there are two points. One, of course, is the migrant crisis, which is not being handled in a way that people support, and we are the one to give an alternative solution for that point. But there are different other points where politics do not offer any alternatives for people, no longer by the CDU, but also not by the Liberal Party. So we have got a program that is focused on the problems, what people see, and this is why people are voting for us.
Your party began really as a Eurosceptic party, worried about the euro, for example. It's very much shifted its focus to being an anti-immigration party. Do you support that change?
No, there is not such change. But as a political party, we, of course, address the problems, what people are looking to. And it's not only in Germany, but I think all over Europe, that people are just focusing on the main important problem, what we are facing these days. And this is, of course, the migrant crisis. So we have to address it. It's not our party who's shifting focus. It's Mrs. Merkel who shifted the focus for all of us in Germany and all of us in Europe. So we have to address it. People are talking about this topic all over the place, all day long, within the family, at work, everywhere. We're still talking about the euro. We're still talking about European centralization, the ever closer union. These are all things we have got in our program, and these are all things why people are voting for us.
Just staying with immigration, can you lay out your solution for us? What have you been telling the voters you would do?
The most important thing we have to do, and this is what the Chancellor has to do, she has to stop telling the world that everyone who is under attack or is facing civil war or even is just an economic migrant can come to Germany, and we have to close our borders.
Both you and your party leader said in the course of the campaign that border guards should shoot refugees to stop them crossing the border. Do you regret those remarks now?
I said it already in public. This is not what is our politics like. We don't want to shoot at anybody. I can see that this works pretty good because all the borders who have now been closed have got the result that there are less migrants coming and there's no shooting at those borders. So the thing is that we have to have the political will to close our borders, and this is what is Merkel not doing. She has not the political will.
Why did you say it? You must have known that it was a very incendiary thing to say.
We apologize and we say we got it wrong. We made a mistake. This is not what we wanted to bring out. This is not our message. Our message is we don't want to shoot at anybody. And we can see that this works pretty well at all the borders who are closed.
A lot of people in Germany who say that you're not just anti-immigration, you're anti-Islam. What's your response to that?
We will have to talk about the Islam. And we are setting up our program at the very moment. We will have a vote by our members at the end of April. And I think Islam will be a topic and we will talk about it until then.
Well, I understand that among the things that are proposed in your draft manifesto are a ban on minarets, a ban on circumcision, and a ban on the halal slaughter of meat. Is that right?
We will take the decision by the end of April. We will have a party convention then with, we guess, something like 2,000 or 3,000 members to join, and we will debate it, and then we'll take a decision within our members.
Does it worry you that you are seen as being anti-Islam, or do you think actually that may be, for some of your supporters, a plus?
I think we address the problems, what people see. And migration was one, and Islam is also one. We have to address the problems, what are seen by the people, and then we will come to a reasonable conclusion.
All right, well, if you do as well today as you hope you will, and as well as you say you might, what's the next step? Where do you go from here?
Well, the next elections to come. We'll have another two elections in some federal states by September this year. And then we're heading towards the Bundestag in September 2017.
What's the vision you're going to offer at the next general election?
Well, the vision is in our programme. What we're doing mainly is having, again, an opposition in our parliament. At the very moment, we only have governing parties. So we will see probably tonight that we'll have a green-black coalition in Baden-Württemberg. This is likely the outcome. So Mrs. Merkel is also going into coalition with the Greens. We have coalitions with the former communist SED party from GDR, with the Social Democrats and the Greens. No one is doing the work what the opposition needs to do, and this is to offer alternatives.
And just finally, returning to immigration and what's happened over the past few months, a lot of people have given enormous credit to Chancellor Merkel for her attitude, her openness, her generosity of spirit, and seen you as really playing on the politics of fear, and actually perhaps of more than that, of hatred.
This is the only argument they have. They don't want to argue within the topic. They just come up with those words of hate and fear, and by that they don't want to go into the debate. And this is what a democracy is all about. We should stop banning some opinions. I think we should exchange our opinions and our arguments, and then the better argument may win.